After the Islamic Salvation Front in Algeria swept, remember, the first Algerian municipal elections and the parliamentary elections in the early 1990s, the military had stepped in, seized power, canceled the second round of parliamentary elections, denied the feast their parliamentary victory, charging that Islamists were out to use elections to hijack democracy. In the ensuing spiral of violence and counter-violence, which claimed more than 100,000 lives, moderates became radicalized. Not all, but some. And new extremist groups like the Armed Islamic Group rose up, as well as extremist groups within the military, called the Eradicateurs. Bombings in Paris attributed to Algeria's radical Armed Islamic Group and post-9/11 concern about Al-Qaeda and the arrests of suspected terrorists have contributed to questions about Islam's compatibility with French culture, its Judeo-Christian or secular life, world, and whether Muslims could be true and loyal citizens of France. In America, the World Trade Center bombing of 1993 and the subsequent conviction of Sheikh Omar Abdurrahman and others for plotting other attacks in major urban areas like New York had raised serious questions about domestic terrorism. The attacks of 9/11, revelations about the presence of many of the attackers in America, the fact that they had lived in America, but also visited and lived in Europe, and the use of legislation like the Secret Evidence and Patriot Acts, and its continued use, and new measures being proposed for the Congress, and actions being proposed and taken by the FBI and other agencies, such as raising issues about the monitoring, not of some mosques, but all mosques, or the question of whether all Muslims should be monitored, the issue of profiling, indiscriminate profiling, have raised substantial questions, both within the Muslim community, but also among non-Muslims, about the future of civil liberties for Muslim Americans. Similar questions have been raised within Europe. So as we look at the Muslim experience in the West, in America, in Europe, we can make some observations. Despite problems, Muslims, long regarded as other, are seen increasingly as now part of the fabric of American and European societies by many in our societies. In America, they are more and more regarded by most as neighbors, co-workers, citizens, and believers. But we still have major problems. Some of the emails and letters that I get from some people, some of them claiming to be Christians or belonging to Christian groups, or the statements made by people like Pat Robertson and Franklin Graham, statements that Islam is an evil religion, the failure to distinguish between Muslims extremists and mainstream Islam, those create enormous problems for Muslims, and I think enormous problems within our own non-Muslim society. Muslims have increasingly, though, become more integrated into the American political process, both as individuals and organizationally. A host of national and international organizations have been created to monitor and promote Muslim causes and interests. Among the more prominent are the American Muslim Council, the AMC, the Council for American Islamic Relations, CARE, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, MPAC, and the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy, CSID. We at the Center for Muslim Christian Understanding at Georgetown ran a major project called Muslims in the American Public Square, studying these issues in this role. However, issues of coexistence continue. First and foremost, the need to distinguish between the faith and practice of the majority of Muslims and the actions of a minority of religious extremists. Muslims and non-Muslims in the West face a common challenge of pluralism and tolerance. Too often in the past, tolerance has meant suffering the existence of others while regarding them as inferior. Today, all are challenged to embrace a modern form of pluralism and tolerance based upon mutual understanding and respect. To affirm the truth of one's own religion or worldview does not exclude the ability to acknowledge principles and values shared by others. Recognition of significant religious differences can still be accompanied by respect for the rights of others to hold different religious beliefs.